We are very excited here at the World Cafe that the Hold Steady are joining us in the studio today to play an acoustic set of material from all their albums, but certainly from the latest one, Boys and Girls in America. The album preceding that, Separation Sunday, was a huge critical success. This one seems to be breaking through in a bigger way, which is fantastic. Craig Finn leads the band. It's his lyrics at the heart of what they do. On the new album, he seems to be singing more rather than chanting his very poetic lyrics. The song that begins the new album, Stuck Between Stations, and where we get the title track of Boys and Girls in America, takes its lyrical inspiration from Jack Kerouac's On the Road, a book that Finn recently reread. And I asked him as we started off if he could continue the quote he uses in the song, if he remembered it.
I'm not going to get this perfect, but it says something like, sophistication demands that they go straight to sex without proper talk, and not talk about courtship, but talk about souls. And that whole quote, starting with Boys and Girls in America, have such a sad time together, is kind of what I kept looking back to as I wrote the whole album, because I felt like when I reread On the Road when I was 32, I'd read it when I was 16, I reread it and understood it much better, and thought it was way funnier, and a lot of different things about it, and I kept coming back to that quote and thinking I could get a whole record out of it.
What did you think of it when you were 16?
I didn't get it, so and you're kind of a jerk when you're 16, so I pronounced it to be totally cliched, which is an embarrassing thing for a 16-year-old. But I didn't have the experience to really understand it.
Well, this album comes off of Sunday Separation, which was very much a concept album. So you probably didn't want to take that poem too far.
Right.
Were you leery about doing another concept?
Yeah. I felt like if I did it this time, I'd be that guy and I would have to do it every time. So it was very, very much a choice not to do that.
Well, there's a lot of songs about girls and boys in love and drugs and horses on this. Well, this is one horse involved. How'd you come up with the name Chips Ahoy?
Yeah, I was at the races in Saratoga last summer, and actually our publicist, Debbie Hamrick, called. And I was like, well, I'm at the races. And she said, okay, I'll let you go. Just put $50 on Chips Ahoy for me. And I said, God, I could for sure use that. So
can you do that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
On the fifth horse in the sixth race, I think his name was Chips Ahoy. Came in six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. At first I thought that she hit on some tip that she got from some other boy. We were overjoyed. A girl and she don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first. Some nights the painkillers make the pain even worse. Came out six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next weekend high. I love this girl, but I can't tell when she's having a good time. How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't even dance? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't even dance? She's hard on the heart and she's soft to the touch. Migraine headaches when she does it too much. She always does it too much. Thank you. about you. How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't even dance? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you? How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't even dance? And you won't.
You may well know that one. That is Chips Ahoy from our guest today, an acousticized version of the Hold Steady, playing live at the World Cafe with friends Nikolai on the acoustic keyboards, if we can put it that way, the accordion.
Yes.
Galen Palifka not playing the bass, Bobby Drake behind the rudimentary drum kit, and Craig Finn on vocals, and Tad Kubler on the acoustic guitar. Now that song, Chips Ahoy, and it's even made more... kind of hilariously evident in the video of that, has the big chorus, the backing vocals, the big chorus, which seems to be something else that's a little bit more new in what you're doing. Craig, I want to talk a little bit about one of the things I'm talking about with you is that you're singing more on this, and I'm wondering if that has to do with the conscious effort on your effort, just the fact that it's all more musical anyway.
Well, certainly. I mean, that's exactly what you hit on. I mean, I think there's a conscious effort to make the whole record more musical, and one of that is... making my vocals react more to the music rather than just doing what I do on top of the music with no real regard for what they're doing.
Did you feel like you were doing that?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah. Some of the characters from Separation Sunday have made their way into this new album. Holly's on here. Charlemagne's on here. Some of these characters. Craig, if you could maybe give people who don't know the other album a little bit of the backstory of these characters.
Well, Separation Sunday is really the big piece that they're featured in, and it's about a girl, Holly, who kind of goes off, and maybe it's sort of a prodigal daughter story where she goes off and meets all kinds of different bad people and then eventually comes back to where she's from. And that's a way of saying it without giving away too much. But Gideon and Charlemagne are among the bad guys, or the not-so-savory characters she meets. They do appear in Boys and Girls in America, but mainly only in one song, First Night, which I sort of saw as an opportunity to maybe not let go of these characters, but give everyone a little window into what's up now, a little update, but not have them dominate the record.
And they're not doing real well.
No, not so well.
Not so well. Well, do you want to go back and do something from Separation Sunday with
features
then?
Yeah, we're going to do Your Little Hood Rat Friend.
One, two, three, four. Your little hood rat friend makes me sick. And after I get sick, I just get sad. Because it burns being broke. Hurts to be heartbroken. And always being both must be a drag. She's been calling me again. She's been calling me again. Your little hood rat friend, well, she's been calling me again. And I can't stand all those things that she sticks into her skin. Like sharpened ballpoint pens and steel guitar strings. She says it hurts, but it's worth it. Tiny little text etched into her neck. It said, Jesus lived and died for all your sins. She's got blue-black ink, and it's all scratched into her lower back, and it says, damn right you'll rise again, damn right you'll rise again. Damn right you'll rise again. And I've been dusted in the dark up in Penetration Park, and I've been plastered. Shaking hard and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been plowed. But I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friend. What makes you think I'm getting with your little hood rat friend? Your little hood rat friend, she got me high though. We are 17 and stuck up in Osseo. She said it's funny how true love gets troubled by still water and washed up in the Mississippi River. Her quarter ring was pointed at the people. She said St. Teresa came to me in dreams. She said I ain't gonna do anything sexual with you. I'm kinda saving myself for the scene. And I've been dusted in the dark, I've been penetration park, and I've been plastered. I've been shaking hard and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been wild. But I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friends. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friends. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friends. What makes you think I'm getting with your little hood rat friends? She said, City Center used to be the center of our scene. Now City Center's over, no one really goes there. And then we used to drink beneath some railroad bridge. Some nights the bus wouldn't even stop, there was just too many kids. And I was waiting for my ride and I got jumped from behind and I got punctured. And I got stopped by the cops and they found it in my socks and I got probed. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friends. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friends. I ain't ever been with your little hood rat friends. What makes you think I'm getting with your little hood rat friends?
Your little hood rat friend from Separation Sunday from the Hold Steady, you were playing live for us today. Acoustic version of that. Craig, you're writing about Minneapolis. It's so funny. You're a New York band, but I can't conceive of you as a New York band yet. You haven't romanticized New York, and everybody does that so well. Is that just because of when you were in Minneapolis, what age you were?
Yeah, and Minneapolis is something I just feel like I have a way better handle on than New York. I mean, New York is a vast city, and it means a lot more things to a lot more different types of people. I think Minneapolis has a more of a singular experience, and it's easier to wrap your head around.
What were you like in high school?
Kind of nerdy, but I was also into punk rock.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting. I just on your website, you put out a podcast, and it had all this really kind of cool punk rock on it. And all the conversation about the band is all about the classic rock influences. But is there something special about having classic rock influences that are filtered through that punk period?
Yeah, I mean, I think that no matter what, it's a part of it, you know, whether you can hear it or not. And I think that may be in some way what makes us different. I think I kind of laugh when people, you know, think that you know, there's an attitude that we don't know punk or something like that, because, you know, I've been going to shows for so long, since well over 20 years now, and you know, saw all the great hardcore bands of the 80s, and you know, this is the choice that we arrived at here in 2006. So I think it somehow is involved. I don't know exactly how.
Hold Steady, you're playing live today. You want to do something else from Boys and Girls?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called You Can Make Him Like You.
Gets inconvenient when you want to get high alone. You don't have to know how to get home. Let your boyfriend tell the driver the best way to go. It only gets kind of weird when you want to go home alone. You don't have to know the inspiring people. Let your boyfriend know the inspiring people. You can hang in the kitchen, talk about the stars in the upcoming season. If you get tired of your boyfriend's things,
there's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends.
If you get tired of your boyfriend's scene,
there's always other scenes, there's always other boyfriends.
You don't have to deal with the dealers. Let your boyfriend deal with the dealers. It only gets inconvenient when you want to get high alone. You don't have to go to the right kind of school. Let your boyfriend come from the right kind of schools. You can wear his old sweatshirt. You can cover yourself like a bruise. If get tired of your boyfriend's legs.
There's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends.
If you get tired of his football friends.
There's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends.
If you get tired of the car he drives.
There's always other boys, and you can make them like you.
If you get tired of the music he likes.
There's always other boys, and you can make them like you.
You say I don't have a problem.
Hold Steady, who are playing live for us today. That's You Can Make Him Like You. You know, I'm realizing that we're going to have to, because I got so many questions about Stuck Between Stations, so I think we're going to play it from the record.
Uh-huh.
But I want to ask a couple things about it. Part of the, actually the center of the song is about John Berryman, mm-hmm. who people may or may not know is a poet from Minneapolis who committed suicide in 1972
right.
when you were, forgive
One.
Me, One, I thought you might not have even been born.
Nor was I in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. Is he a revered figure in the city?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that he's part of the lore because he really sort of did. He committed suicide in a grand fashion. He jumped into the Mississippi River from the tallest bridge in Minneapolis. So he's certainly the city's most famous suicide and you know, kind of a famous literary figure. At the time, Saul Bellow was teaching with him at the University of Minnesota, and Bellow speaks about him a lot. And so that kind of led some credence to it.
Mm-hmm. And how did you become aware of his poetry?
You know, it was not his poetry so much as his biography.
Uh-huh.
And that the City Pages, the you know local alternative weekly, did an article about him in the terms of Minneapolis's most famous suicide. and in that article, Bellow said something along the lines of that he was the greatest American writer, or something really hyper complimentary, and I thought I better check this guy out. And I guess I probably became more obsessed with his biography than I did with his writing.
Hmm. Now,
which I certainly enjoy as well.
Were you always a reader from me?
Yeah, but you know, I just did this interview with Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and the guy was talking, assumed that we were kind of on the same level, and I'd say Colin's read like 1,400 books for every one I have. So I am a reader, but I was not like an English major or anything in college. So, I read sort of the same stuff that everyone reads, you know. I wouldn't consider myself super knowledgeable.
Well, we've been talking about it in a couple different instances. So let's hear the song that begins Boys and Girls in America, which is certainly an epic and features John Berryman jumping off the bridge. This is Stuck Between Stations.
There are nights when I think that South Paradise was right. Boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together. Sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight. Crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes a warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. John Berryman, they took a walk together and they ended up on Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers, the big heads and soft bodies make for lousy lovers. There was that night that we thought the shot
so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, but he was critically acclaimed and respected. He loved the Golden Gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most guys are kind of fuzzy, but that last night he had total retention. And his Twin City kisses, they sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown in the Mississippi River.
Stuck Between Stations from the Hold Steady. That is from the Boys and Girls in America album. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
I appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Hold on, hold steady, fans. There is more as we'll get to an outtake from our session, an extra track. We get right back here to the World Cafe.